All right, guys, what's up? It's me, Kate. Yes, we're back on camera. Woo! People keep messaging me. I want to say to the people watching on YouTube that a lot of you guys message me in my DMs on Instagram, which, by the way, I do read. So even if I don't write you back, I do read them. I just don't always hit allow, because once I hit allow, then some people will keep writing and writing and writing and writing, and I feel guilty to not reply. But I want you to know I do read the DMs. And a lot of you are like, what happened to Date Fails? Because we haven't been on camera in a few weeks. Because when I'm on the road, I've been doing this in my hotel room. So what I'm trying to say is, if you can't see it on YouTube, you can listen to it on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, All Things Comedy's website. So make sure you guys still listen. And I'll try to start recording it in my hotel room. But sometimes, you know, we record it naked. And as much as you would like that, I would not like that to be on YouTube. Not yet. Not for free. But anyway, with that said, I'm super excited to be back in the studio. I missed Aaron, my producer. Aaron, have you been well? Is your mic on? I hate to make you.
Yes, I've been very well.
Have you been doing softball and all kinds of fun things?
Oh, yeah.
How's the wife?
Great.
Aaron's the only person I know in a successful relationship, so I don't know why we don't talk more, really. Like, he managed to do it. He found love.
I did.
He
could drop serious knowledge. So anyways, guys, I was in Vegas all last week. I did an episode of this in Vegas with Brian Monarch. I had a crazy week in Vegas. It was great. And now I'm back in LA, and I got my homies in the studio today. Both you guys are so dope. Thank you for being here. First of all, I got my buddy, comedian Jack Asadorian Jr.
Yeah.
Jack Jr. Comic.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, I'm so happy you're here. And Jack is coming with me to Phoenix to play the House of Comedy. He's going to feature there for me. When is it? It's the third weekend in August.
It's in the last 25th to the 28th?
Yes, that's correct. Is it? I don't know. It's in August, guys.
It's like Wednesday through Sunday.
I'm glad that you know and I know. That's good.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. We're going to have so much fun. It's going to be hot as fuck.
So I'm going to lose
weight. There's tennis courts at that condo.
I know. I don't want to play tennis.
I know. I'm going to teach you.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be 120 degrees and I'm going to pump you full of Adderall and hand you a tennis racket.
Nice.
Because that's how I do it.
I can't wait. My heart can't wait either.
Yeah, your heart's going to explode, but it'll be fine. Right. You've lost weight. You were just talking. He just said, I look like I've lost weight, which
no,
I think I just...
No, you lost weight.
I toned up a little. I had to drop a little weight for this photo shoot at the Chive, and I got a little too fit. I didn't like it. I looked like one of those marathon runners. No offense to the marathon runners, but like...
like the girl boy.
Yeah, like I have an aunt who runs marathons, and God bless her. She's in incredible shape. But I mean, like, she's like 50, and she's like all muscle.
Like Chuck Norris?
Yeah. Like Chuck Norris with tits.
Yeah.
So I don't know. When I start to get a little too buff, I don't like that. I like to be just a little soft.
A little meaty.
Yeah.
You gotta keep your, like, femininity.
Yeah, but you look like you've dropped weight.
I did. I'm starting taking those, this is a true story. You know on Facebook, there's, like, these ads say, oh, how did Zac Efron lose 30 pounds for Baywatch? I clicked it, and then they sent me these pills, and I just started taking them. They're like diet pills.
You don't even know what they are?
No, I just started taking them.
Are they?
I do cocaine. I mean, like, it can't be worse than that.
That's a great topic to bring up because today's sponsor is a health food bar.
Is it really?
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, everybody in this town has done a little bit of something.
No.
And then I have Sherelle.
Hi.
You look stunning
Thank
today.
You.
Doesn't she look hot as fuck? You're
Thank
so pretty.
You.
I thought you were like something like, ooh.
Yeah, she is something. You look gorgeous. So you've been on here before.
Yes.
You're an amazing social media person. You have hilarious videos on your Instagram, which I think they're getting funnier all the time.
Oh, yay. That's the goal.
Yeah, they're getting funnier all the time. Actress and social media queen, Sherelle Patrice. What's new with you?
Just grinding, shooting everything. I mean, I'm approaching 100,000 followers on Instagram, so I'm like aggressively fighting to break into that, like, tier.
I know. Isn't it funny? I'm trying to get to 100,000 too, but then I feel like now a million is the new 100,000. Like, it doesn't even feel like 100,000 is anything anymore.
There's so many people that are like kind of in the LA genre of comedy and stuff that are now have like these high followings. And so it's like, oh, okay, I guess I'm like, once I hit 100, I'm like, okay, now I gotta work towards a million.
You know what
like,
you have to, you know what you have to do? The other day I was at tennis. Okay, I'm at tennis the other day, and just for fun, I was like, you know, I wanna make a video where it's like I'm peeing in the middle of the tennis court.
Okay.
But like, I want to make a video that says pee like no one is watching, like dance like no one is watching, mm-hmm. but it's peeing. And I'm peeing in the middle of the tennis court, but then like the camera pans back and there's two guys playing on the court next to us and I just don't care. So I did it. And it's really funny. I didn't pee for real. I used a water bottle, but you can't see it in the mm-hmm. video. So, but you can see my butt, like my butt's out. So I'm like squatting with my butt out. I pretend to pee. Jackson McQueen was with me and then he pans back, you know, and then it shows the two guys playing tennis and I'm like, these guys are pretty good. And he's like, totally, you know, and it's like very so chill.
Did you post that yet?
Yeah, I posted this video.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, it turned out really funny. But so that video got me 1,000 Instagram followers.
Really?
That one video. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And your bare ass.
My bare ass is in it. And then, well, and I didn't realize, I didn't do it to be sexual on purpose. I mean, of course, bare ass is, but I thought it would be funny and kind of like maybe a little hot. But what I didn't think about is, you know how girls drip dry if there's no toilet paper? So when I did the drip dry, I was like, I got to drip dry. And I kind of like bounced.
Oh,
that's what got the views. Because when I watched it
world
back, I'm like,
star.
Oh. Yeah. So, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because I just think it's hilarious how seriously people take things on social media. I mean, it got 60,000 views. It got like 2,000 likes. And actually, Bert Kreischer regrammed it for me, which was so sweet. And was like, I love this. Yeah. But then I got like 50 or 60 people commenting like, this is disgusting. You're a dirty whore. Why would you pee on a tent? The people are, you're trash. You're white trash. And I was like, one, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Two, I mean, I didn't pee on the tennis court, but even if I did, calm the fuck down. It's pee. Like, it's not like I fucking like came to your mom's house and pissed on her face. Like, it's a
which
tennis court.
Which is okay in some states.
Which she might be into, by the way. But anyway, I just thought it was so funny how personally people take things. Have you ever posted something on social media that people get really upset about?
I get happy.
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
I like it. They get so mad. I'm like, yes.
Do you leave the mean comments
up? I leave it, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I delete mean comments and block people.
Oh, really?
I love blocking people. That is like a secret.
It feels
how many people have you guys blocked?
I have at least 200 people.
Really?
Blocked.
I only blocked my baby mama.
You did not.
Yeah.
You have your
on
baby
your
mama
phone?
Blocked?
On social media.
Yeah, on every on, in life.
Shut up. That's hilarious.
Yeah, she doesn't see anything on Instagram.
Why?
She's like, I just want to follow you to see like what Dominic's thing, our son. I'm like, no, you want
to
see where I'm at and where I'm going.
For, still?
Yeah.
But you guys have never, you guys have been broken up since he was born, right?
Yeah, I know, but.
Wow, and he just had a birthday yesterday.
He's 8 years old.
I show up at the HaHa last night, which, by the way, your show was off the hook last night. It was so fun. Jack has an awesome show at the HaHa Comedy Club Wednesday nights, and I show up there, and Jack's drinking tequila shots. He goes, have a shot. We're celebrating a birthday. I'm like, whose birthday? He's like, my kid. He's not here. I'm like, any reason to celebrate. I'm down.
Right?
Yeah. Have you ever posted something that like you got tons of negative comments
for? Oh yeah. I've had several like viral videos that typically any of my viral videos typically like piss someone off. So I've had numerous videos where people get upset over things. Like I had one I posted actually like a couple weeks back or whatnot, and it had like a little, at the beginning of the video, someone takes someone's wallet and it was like kind of like a white black thing or whatever. And so people started getting offended by that. And like, I don't know, I've just had stuff. I mean, I've also done stuff as a woman where I was dressed in an outfit and it was basically, I walked past some guys and I'm like, oh, you guys are so thirsty, but I'm like in a bra and like a short.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
And so then they like hail me with water bottles and like I fall into a car. And so then people, like women, got upset and they were like, women should be able to dress any type of way. Like, I can't believe you would
do
this.
It's crazy.
And just like, but like being in comedy, I kind of feel like sometimes you just gotta offend people and it is what it is. Like, I'm not doing anything where I'm like praising anything that's like racist or homophobic or sexist. It's just like everyone, there's just people that have a stick up their butt and they're gonna be upset. mad regardless.
Yeah, they're mad about anything. They're mad about their lives, and they go, I'm going to bring everyone down. Like, fuck
right.
You know, someone told me a story last night, actually, and I don't know if it's exactly true, but it's hilarious, about Joe Rogan, because they were saying that they heard Joe Rogan, I don't know if he's giving an interview or what it was on, but he was talking about arguing back and forth with some Twitter troll. Some guy was being a dick to him, and they were arguing back and forth. And then, you know, at one point, Rogan said, like, all right, man, well, I've done all these things with my life. What have you done? And he was like, not much yet. I'm 13. And it's like, that's the reality. It's like, you don't even know who you're arguing with,
right.
You know? I've had guys do that on mine, and they'll be like, you're a fucked up bitch. And I'll go look at their page, and they're like 12 years old. It's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. And half the time, especially on Instagram, like half those people that write comments, they have private pages.
Yeah.
So like,
you can't even
go on their page and say the same shit. Like, yeah. It's like, open up your page. If you're going to talk shit, open up your page so I can go on your page.
You got to make a fake profile, pretend you're 12, and then talk shit back.
Exactly.
That's so true. Well, man, there's so many things that I want to talk about today. I mean, like, it's funny. I have so many good stories recently. One thing I want to talk about, we're talking about weight loss.
Yeah.
And I was thinking on the way here, I've been hanging out with this guy, and he's become a vegan since I met him. And I've never dated a vegan because I won't.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
they're always tired.
That's it. I feel like if you're a vegan, like, I don't know, I feel like you won't last in bed, and you won't keep up with me anywhere.
Yeah.
And you're gonna like
take
smell
naps.
You're gonna smell like patchouli.
Yeah. Oh,
and dress like you're fucking on your way to like some music festival all the time. So I start dating this guy, but then we'll go out to eat places. And I don't want anything.
Yeah.
I want meat.
He's like, have one of these.
Are you going
vegan
to, like,
cookies?
Vegan,
what the hell is a vegan cookie?
Yeah.
No, I've had vegan cookies. And confession, I've actually been not eating meat the past month and a half.
Get the hell out of here.
Wait, vegetarian is different from vegan.
But this past week, I'm trying to switch over to like cutting out, like eating vegan.
Why? You look great.
Why?
Thank you. Well, I want to.
You're gonna lose those curves.
No, they're genetic. Like, even if I
prove it, let me see your mom.
I think that's a myth too. That being a vegan, that's a good way to lose weight, because a lot of vegan food to supplement the protein, like the protein they eat is a lot of carbs and more calories. And
well,
stuff.
No, that is true. I mean, there is unhealthy, but for me, I was just trying to eat healthier, so I chose to cut out meat. I stopped drinking as well, so I was like making a very strategic thing to just eat more plant-based foods.
Yeah,
but I'm not eating like bread instead of like I'm just eating like actual plant-based.
Okay, can
foods.
I ask you one question?
Yes.
What are you doing for fun then?
Is cocaine vegan?
No, because like you're not drinking, you're
right.
not eating, you're not going to. Okay, so a date consists of drinking or eating. So I take
you
on a date. I'm going to give you a carrot, and I'm like, here you go.
No, I mean, I would still, prior to this week, I was eating seafood. So I could still, I mean, I'd be an expensive date because I'm ordering lobster
fish.
Or crab. So I was eating fish. Up until this week, I just was switching over to try to, like, just kind of jumpstart some things.
We could do sushi.
I'm down.
Yeah,
fish is. That's
I
what I was
sushi.
Trying to tell this dude. I'm like, can you just at least eat fish so we can still do sushi? Because that's the thing. So we keep going to vegan places,
mm-hmm.
and I don't eat soy if I can avoid it,
because
it just it gives me like an upset stomach. So now we're going to these vegan places. Most of the time, all the protein is like
soy,
tofu.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to eat. So I was thinking on the way here, like, man, this is the best way to lose weight is to date a vegan, because you don't want to eat shit anywhere they take you.
Totally.
And if you do eat it, it tastes so bad, you might throw it up. So basically, in the end, you're just getting to drop tons of weight.
Yeah, and I hate it when you go to, have you been to a restaurant like that? They go, can I get the Kung Pao chicken? And it's not Kung Pao chicken. It's their version of it. And then they go, what kind of protein did you like? I'm like, meat.
That just happened to me. Another guy that I was dating, I didn't even know. He was like an undercover vegan. That's even worse. At least this guy like admits it. I was dating this other guy. He took me to this restaurant. I didn't know it was a vegan restaurant. And I ordered the ceviche. And I'm eating. I'm like, why is all the seafood chewy.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't real seafood. It was vegan ceviche. Yeah. I felt so tricked.
Dude, I don't think I could do that.
And like, it's expensive, too.
Oh, I don't care about that because I'm not paying. No. At least there's that. I'm like, normally I would chip in at some point, but I'm like, if you're taking me to places I don't want to eat, I'm not paying.
Well, I think there should be compromise because I especially like now that I've switched kind of dietary things and I still am in a family of people that eat fucking chicken wings all the time. Like, so So, I mean, I've just kind of had to get to the place where it's like sometimes I'll go out to eat dinner with my family and there's not much I can choose from, but it's like that's what they do and they're the majority. So I just like, I'll either eat something ahead of time so that I could have like, you know, something like a salad or something easy. But I think there should be compromise. I don't think you should be required to only go to places that he likes to eat. And there's also good, like, Asian places do a lot of good, like, food where you could at least go, like where he could go and have like tofu in it, and
like
you
Thai
could have
food. There's lots of vegan options at a Thai place, right?
I was gonna say like Thai and Indian. Chinese is a little bit harder, but even Japanese. I mean, there's options you can get. So I think he could make some compromises so that you could have.
How funny would it be if like we go to these vegan places and then I like postmate meat over to the restaurant from somewhere
else?
That would
be so funny.
Can you imagine? I'm like, I'm gonna just postmate some barbecue.
Yeah, I just like quick. Your sauce. Can I get the sauce, the vegan sauce?
So would you date a vegan, Jack?
Never.
You wouldn't even date one?
No.
Really?
I couldn't relate. It's like you're eating three times a day. So it's like three times a day we're gonna go to separate places?
Well, you don't have to eat every meal with the person you're dating.
I mean, if you're once a day.
You're saying like seriously dating.
Seriously dating.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about...
Well, I'm talking about dating casually dating.
Smashing.
Well, like going out once or twice a week.
That's like smashing.
That's casual dating.
That's smashing.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Hold on.
That's like, let's eat something and smash. And then bye.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I date.
You could also date and not do things that are centered around food, though. You don't.
Wait a minute. Time out.
You're just smashing and then eating.
Is that
that's
true?
That's not dating.
But if you go out and then you fuck... Smash. I'm trying not to say fuck.
I'm trying to
be the
obvious.
Yeah. Feed you. That's what.
Yeah, you're going like, to get. You're going to go eat.
Can we talk about this? Okay, I'm so glad you brought this up. This is the topic I wanted to talk about today.
Smashing.
Okay, here's what I want to talk about. So, I want to talk about the difference between casual dating, serious dating, and what Jack is calling smashing with food.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a fetish called splashing. But that's a whole other thing. So, all right. I'm going to tell you guys what's up with me, and then I want you to weigh in on how you can relate to this.
Right.
Okay? So, I've been talking to this guy for a few months. Just talking, though. We weren't dating, definitely. Then we started hooking up. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this guy... I'm telling him, he says it's casual, which I'm like, cool. Casual is fine if you keep it casual. Meaning, for me, if I casually date you, what I expect is, like, you hit me up when you want to hang. We make a plan. We do it. In between then, an occasional text is cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's it. It's casual. You don't ask me who else I'm seeing. You don't ask me who'd you have dinner with last night. Right. It's all just...
Don't ask, don't tell.
That's basically, that's the policy, right?
Yeah. It's now, a booty call.
It's
no, that
it's
booty
not
calls
a booty
are different.
Call
with benefits. It's like you
what's
have
the
booty
benefit?
Call
dinner?
And then dinner.
No, but like
it's like booty call 2017. Like it's like
no,
we're people. Let's eat first.
But no, I mean you could also hang out and not necessarily have sex.
Yeah, like, I don't think so. I mean, if it's come on, okay, if you're meeting with this person once or twice a week, you're gonna have sex with this person, right?
Well,
I would. If I'm only going to see you once a week, we're going to have sex.
If I'm just getting meals out of it, I'm not fucking you necessarily.
So like, we're not fucking.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, initially when I start seeing anyone, okay, unless it starts out as sex, meaning like we meet once, we have great chemistry, I know it's not going to be dating, we have sex, then that turns in typically for me to a booty call, which means... In my definition of a booty call, there's no food involved unless we order in after the sex.
Okay.
I feel booty call is very much like, what are you doing? Like, and it's 11, 12 o'clock at night, and it's very
same.
Limited.
It's like, I'm super horny.
4 in the morning.
I really want to have sex. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to bed early.
12, you still have options.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's a booty call. Now, like what you're saying, like if I start hanging out with a guy and I don't sleep with them right away and we're doing dinners or whatever, and then eventually I have sex with him, then most likely after that, I'm probably going to have sex with him most of the time we hang out, unless I'm like, there's some reason I can't, like I just got my period or...
Which there's still options.
I'm okay with it, but some guys aren't.
Take a shower.
Oh my gosh.
Before, after, during.
That's a whole other conversation.
That's another topic that I would love to
I'm
get
like,
into.
I'll be your tampon.
Ooh, Jack, are you a pull out the tampon by the string type guy?
A little bit.
I like that.
That's... kinky on a whole nother level.
I don't do it on day one, but day two after, I'm so down.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And if a guy isn't into it, I kind of am like, I don't know if he's relationship material.
Like, I need commitment early. Like.
Yeah, totally.
Honestly. But okay, so booty call for you, Jack, could include meals?
Yeah, I mean, like, a booty call doesn't have to be at night. It could be like, hey, you want to go somewhere to eat? It's just respectable booty call. Like it's like I care about you a little bit, but I don't want to be with you.
That's
let's go get some food.
To me, that's the casual.
Sex.
To me, that's casual dating.
Yeah, I mean, like for casual dating. If I'm casually dating, though,
then
I'm
I guess I was
not.
Casually dating a lot of people.
Yeah, you can though. That's what makes it casual, right?
I don't know, but I mean, if we.
Why does Jack look afraid? Does Jack look afraid? You guys, if you like, for the people listening, Jack looks frightened by this conversation.
I was like, shit, I need to make some calls.
No, but like you are a relationship guy to
me. Totally.
You're always in a relationship, but when you're not. If you're having meals and sex with multiple women, to me, you're casually dating all those women.
I don't see how it's not dating. Just because you're eating?
I don't know. It depends. I guess if you're...
I guess if you start asking questions like, hey, what are you doing? What were you doing last night? Then it becomes dating because you're actually getting into each other's
But aren't you
lives?
Supposed to not ask that when it's casual?
Then you're just
well, I think
smashing.
It depends. Okay, I feel casual
so
dating.
Smashing and eating.
So confusing.
I just think with casual dating, there's like different elements in it because like you can casually date and you don't, I mean, you can go and go hiking together or you can go and like catch a movie. Like I don't feel like you have to, at least if I'm casually dating, I'm usually not sleeping with that person because I probably, if I'm casually dating you, I'm not thinking in terms of long term. So I'm just thinking like I'm trying to get a meal and free things
That's
out
what
of
I'm
this.
Saying.
Wait, so you count it as a date even if there's no intention for sex?
That's
I
every
mean,
woman.
If it's, I don't
know.
Even, I don't mean
You're
it.
You're different. You're special.
I don't sleep with all of them, but I don't count it as a date unless there's, oh wait, if we kiss to me, it's a date. If we don't kiss, it's not a date. It's just like hanging out as friends then. That's where I differentiate in my head.
I think every guy
I'm on a date
thinks,
to not kiss guys.
But I think every
after
guy.
After a first date?
Okay, I've had a lot of first dates because I get really bored easily. So usually on the first date, I think I'm a serial casual dater because I just keep on going on a bunch of first dates. And I'm like, thanks for the meal. Yeah.
Well, okay, it's a date if it's a first date and you don't kiss. But I guess what I'm saying is after the first date, like if I hang out with you 3, 4, 5 times and there's no kissing, then to me, I'm like, we're just friends. At
That's
that
to you, but I think every guy thinks it's a date no matter what.
Really?
Yeah. Because
he has to pay.
Because, yeah.
He's like,
and you're alone
thing.
With the girl. I mean, it's a date.
But see, I was going out with this guy and we went out like 4 times or something before he
so
kissed me.
He thought it was a date.
No, and then I said to him, I feel like we, because he
Our
said,
friends.
How would you define us? And I said, I guess like casually dating, but not together. And then he said, I don't consider myself to be dating anyone until I've had sex with them. And I go, then what do you call it when you take a girl out, pay for the meal and kiss her at the end? And he goes, I don't know, a meetup.
A meetup.
I've never heard that term
the
before. Like,
right?
A meetup.
I don't know.
It's confusing.
He was white.
That's.
yeah, I was about to say.
He was white.
What does that mean?
Well, he was white, though, right?
Yeah, he's white.
I don't. Yeah, I was like, I don't think people of color use.
Let's
meetup.
Go meetup.
Like,
I know.
I've never used that term.
I just, to me, it's like if the guy pays, and he kisses you at the end, even if it's a kiss on the cheek, if there's a moment of like romance, to me, it's a date.
If he buys nachos, it's a date.
That's it? Then I've dated every comedy club manager in the continental. No. All right. So to you, this is the reason I'm bringing this up. Because so then, all right. So I've been hanging out with this dude for a while, but we did have a conversation where we were like, this isn't going to have a label. He's like, I don't really want a relationship. I'm like, okay, we can keep it casual until we can't. Right? Mm-hmm. So I've been trying really hard to keep it casual see other people, keep doing my thing, right? Mm-hmm. But then this guy, he texts me every day, a lot. Not like once, like, hey, how's your day? Like every day, every night.
Mm-hmm. Like wanting to talk?
Just like keeping the conversation going, you know, like all the time.
All day?
Usually, unless he's busy.
Boring.
And then he...
like,
but
what?
Wait, and then he...
Tell me, get a hobby.
He always tells me what he's doing. Like, you know when you're dating someone seriously and they're always telling you, like, oh, I'm going to do this with my buddy Jack. Like, they'll name it. It's a guy, so you know what's up.
Like, updates.
Right. So he does that, and then he'll ask me things like... I'll say I went to dinner last night and he'll go, I'll say I had an amazing steak last night and he'll go, who'd you go to dinner with? Or like when I was in Vegas, he was like, so did you hook up? Like Saturday.
So then he's either controlling, like,
no, he's not.
Or just nosy.
Well, I said to him, this is what I want to know. So I said to him, because I want to know if I'm crazy. I said to him, listen, if you want to keep it casual, we can do that. But you got to keep it casual.
Right.
I've never dated someone casually that asked me, did you hook up in Vegas? Who'd you have dinner with?
He's Middle Eastern.
No.
No,
those motherfuckers are crazy.
Hey, wait, where are you outside?
There's no dating casually with a Middle Eastern guy. But so then I said that to him, and then he goes, I'm just asking. I don't care. I'm just curious. He goes, I don't know who these guys are that you usually date that are like, that think it's a big deal if you hook up in Vegas or you have dinner with someone else. And he made it sound like I'm crazy for
then
thinking that's
ask?
Not casual.
I just kind of feel like, why are you asking? Because if it is casual, he shouldn't be asking those questions. It should be your life is your life.
Right.
And then his life is his life. And
unless
then
he's into that and he goes, how many guys did you know?
That's what I said. I'm like, maybe he gets turned on by it. Like some guys are into that if you tell him, right? I don't know.
Tell me.
I mean, I just like, I don't care if I'm dating, if I'm sleeping with you, whether it's casual, whether you're a booty call, whatever the situation is, I'm not going to tell you about another guy that I'm seeing or that I'm,
that's
so weird.
That's weird.
Unless you are like, unless you say like, can I watch you with someone else? And I know you're a freak and I know what you're in, but I wouldn't date a guy that wants to watch me with someone else. I think it's weird.
It's very weird.
So I'm not crazy. This is weird,
no,
right?
No, it's weird. And he sounds like he's like one of those guys that'll confuse you because you'll be like, oh, he keeps texting me and he checks in. He's asking all these questions. And so it'll like blur that line. And so it's kind of like, if we're going to keep it casual, like don't ask me these questions because it's none of his business. If it's just when we're together, we hang out together. And when we're apart and there's no commingling of anything, then he shouldn't be asking anything like that because you're not asking him those questions.
Because you don't care.
I don't care.
He's just bored and just...
He's not bored.
Yeah,
he's not bored. He's I don't
like,
think
what
he's
are you
bored.
Doing?
I mean, the thing is, I said to him, I go, I don't ask you anything. I don't even, when I'm dating someone casually, I don't even ask them questions about their career, their family. To me, it's like, your life is your business and anything you want to tell me, you will. Mm-hmm. But I don't ask people like, you know, did you get that promotion? Because to me, it's like, this is casual.
So what do you talk about? Smashing.
Yeah, I'm a little curious.
That's
I'm
what
like,
I'm telling you.
No.
You're eating and smashing. That's it.
She's like, do you like your food? And then
you're
you guys
right.
have sex.
Yeah.
But if it's just
so
eating
like,
and smashing.
Can I get some more ketchup? And then.
If it's just eating and smashing, which thank you, Jack, that's accurate. Why all the texts?
I don't know. Maybe you're just. Why are guys so crazy over you?
They are usually.
Like golden ticket vagina.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, I'm just trying to figure this shit out. But in the meantime, then, you know, while I'm trying to like, I was trying to keep it really casual and then all this kind of happened and then I kind of tried to talk about it, which I hate. I hate talking about feelings and stuff. And then when I tried to talk about it, then he totally thought I was crazy for thinking this isn't that.
No, I think
he's
he was deflecting
more-
and he was putting his on you. I think he was trying to like be like,
who
oh,
it?
No, you're the
Do
one.
Do we know this person?
No.
Is he a comic?
No.
Played the fifth?
You don't know him.
Oh, okay.
He's someone else. But anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is if you're doing a casual situation, I just think that you got to keep it casual. Because once the lines get blurred, it's hard to go backwards. And now we've kind of gone past where it's casual. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is I was starting to feel like, oh, I want this to be like a real thing because the way he was acting. But then we had this talk and he was like, no, this is my version of casual. it really made me like shut down because right. in my head I go, oh, well then does Ooh. That mean he treats every girl like this, which means there could be like 20 more of me.
Yeah, he likes control.
Or he just likes to feel like he has like 40 girlfriends, like a Mormon husband. So then that made me pull back. And then it just so happened, literally the day after we had this talk, this super hot guy that I was kind of interested in just happened to call me and was like, let's kick it. And I was like, maybe this is some kind of like whatever it is, like fate or whatever, stepping in to be like, no, 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 this shouldn't be a serious thing. Talk right. to other people. I felt like it was a sign.
It probably was.
Yeah.
I definitely think it was. But I do have a question
yes.
for you. And I want your opinion, but I want to ask you, Jack, first. Oh, okay. Shit. What is up with, because you kind of mentioned this, kick it, hanging out? Like, if I haven't gone on a date with you, this, like, let's hang out. Like, what does that mean when a guy
says
that?
That means I want to have sex with you, but I don't want you to know yet. I want to build your confidence where you trust me. And then when you're ready, I'm ready.
But then why? Okay, if that's what he's trying to achieve, why not try to have a date? Like, why not ask me on a date?
Because he's insecure and he thinks you're gonna say no right away, so he'd rather build you up as a friend. Because I've done this. Let's hang out.
That's what okay. it means. I assume it means,
because you don't feel threatened means. With let's hang out. You're like, yeah, let's hang out. But if I say, hey, you want to go on a date, you're like, whoa. But if I say let's hang out, I could kind of get more info on you and then just break your wall. And then break your wall.
Okay, in
thank
this
you
process,
for that, Jack.
Right, thank you for the visual.
This is brought to you by.
Then where? Okay, so do you eventually ask for the date?
No.
So it just becomes hang out.
It just becomes
to
hang
like,
out to like.
But wait, well, I think when a guy says hang out, then to me that's his way of saying right up front, this is cash. This is like
that's
I'm just looking to hang. Like I just want to hook up. I don't want.
What time was the
text?
But
I'm wrong.
Let's hang out when.
No, these are like daytimes. We
yeah,
like let's hang out. But
this
I'm kind of
someone you
like,
know, but you don't really know. You don't really know.
Like I mean, from people that I kind of know to like strangers, be like, oh, let's hang out, and I'm
strangers.
Like
strangers.
That's I mean,
she's like a homeless guy at 7-Eleven. He's like, let's
hang out. Like,
like people you meet out, and they're like, you exchange numbers.
Yeah,
like
let's
a stranger.
Hang out.
And
that's
so if
totally.
You say let's hang out to me, I'm kind of like, either you're gonna ask me out on a date, or I'm not gonna
but
hang
who
out.
Who really
with
does
you.
That? Hey,
like,
you want to go out on a date?
Yeah.
People say
men,
that.
What do you want them to say?
Grown men.
What is the proper way to ask?
How old are these men?
Like, yeah.
That was like an old phrase.
I mean, if a guy says,
like,
can I take you out on a date?
If a guy says to me, like, when are we hanging out, I think that means he's asking me out on a date, unless it's a guy that I'm already pals with. But if, like, a guy I don't know is like, well, I mean, I guess sometimes I'll say, like, I'd love to get, let's go out for drinks or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here's what I tend to date older men. So, like, men.
How
men.
Old? I'm talking like
geriatric,
50 old.
Like,
do they have
like,
walkers?
No, it's like I
hello,
would say,
dear. May I take you on a date?
Do you have a fantasy about being banged up against a walker?
That would be a negative. Never. No, like I would say, like late 30s to like mid 40s. So
that's not old.
Late 30s.
That's young.
Older.
That's
like
how old are you?
I'm not telling my age.
What are you calling late 30s to mid 40s older? I'm
that's
thinking like
I'm talking
70.
About 50, 60.
Oh, no. I'm not talking like elderly. Like, okay.
Just older than you.
Yeah, older all than right, me. Like, all right. So, but with that, I mean, I tend to get men that'll be like, oh, I would like to see you and spend time with you. Like, are you available for dinner?
That sounds like
wow,
he's married. He's giving you a schedule. He's like, I'm free for dinner.
The guy who took me out on the best date I ever had, just not best date like most fun, but best date that was like the most proper, that was like, I really want to take you somewhere nice. And he took me in a great car to an amazing restaurant and spent all this money. And like, no, but he turned out to be married. I didn't know.
Oh, snap.
But I'm saying Jack is right. I think when they like, when they put on the full court press like that, yeah. that's
the reason.
Would you like to go catch the 10:30 movie?
I mean, that's funny. So, like, if they just message you and say, like, can I buy you dinner, does that count? Or do they have to actually say the word date in it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, if you have a plan, like,
I don't think
I've
ever done that.
No, like, that would creep me out. I'd be like, are
oh,
you
no.
from the 50s? Why are you doing
I like that. I like the chivalry. I'd be like, old school. Like, I like, come with the plan. When you want to hang out, I don't want to fucking hang out with
no,
you.
I
don't I know
agree.
You.
I agree with that. Like, I really like it. Like, I always make the guy pick everything. Like, when a guy is like, can I take you out? I go, sure. What did you have in mind? And then they go, how about dinner? And I'll go, cool, pick the spot. Let me know what time. I like to let the
no
guy
way.
Do all... I really don't want to pick.
Yeah, you pick, and then they get mad when you pick.
I know guys always say that. I'm not that way. Like, I even like the guy to order for me, unless it's something. If a guy says, what kind of food do you like? And I go, seafood. And
would you like the 3-piece or 6-piece McNuggets?
That has happened to me, motherfucker. I mean, like, I like that stuff, so I agree with come with a plan and be a man and pick a time and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying the word date doesn't need to be.
I mean, yeah, you don't necessarily have to put the word date, but, like, something very specific, like, I, you know, would like to see you.
Oh, okay.
Can we plan a day or something? Like, may I take you to dinner or something, or may I do this? Like, some type of agenda, not just, like, oh, like,
Netflix and chill.
It is really hot when guys are direct, and guys are so rarely direct, and I think part of it's insecurity, but I think part of it is, like, this whole running game thing. But, like, I was dating a guy, and I went on a trip to Vegas, actually, not this time, but I came back from Vegas, and I was back 2 days, and I hadn't hit the guy up. And one day, out of the blue, he texts me, and he goes, you've been back 2 days. I want to see you. And to me, that was so hot, because guys never just say, like, I want to see those words. I want to see you.
It's very sexy.
It's so hot, because so often guys try to act cool, like, whenever I'm chill.
Or don't hit you up. No, you're in town, and, like, wait a week.
Yeah. You know who wins? The guy that lets you know he's interested wins.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I don't think guys realize that. They're like, I'll nag you. I'll be cool. You can do that. There's going to be another dude that comes along who's just as hot who lets you know I'm into you all the way.
Right.
Anyway, listen, I have to do an ad. The show's halfway over, and all right, guys. Last week I did an ad for RX Bar, and this is very important. I fucked up. I fucked up the ad. So, first of all, I do want to say this. I really fucking love RX Bars. I probably shouldn't swear in my ads. I don't know how that is received. Let's start this again. Guys, I'm kidding. We're not cutting anything. I really do love the RX Bars. Have you guys tried these? Have you had an RX Bar?
I want one right now.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Yeah, you should have a little bowl.
I know, I should have brought some. They're protein bars. They're made from egg whites. All that's in them, there's like no chemicals. I hate chemical stuff. I used to eat other protein bars with chemicals, and it would always break out my face.
No way.
Yeah, this stuff is amazing. It's literally egg whites, dates, almonds, and then like whatever flavor you like. Like they have like chocolate coconut. Mm. They have, the peanut butter ones are so good. Mm. I'm addicted to them. I ate one at tennis today. So I really do love them. I want you guys to get them. Where I messed up is I forgot to give you the discount code. So I told you if you go to rxbar.com/datefails, you can get 25% off. But you do have to put in the promo code, which is datefails. So make sure you guys visit rxbar.com/datefails. Promo code datefails at checkout. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, no added sugar, no artificial colors. I mean, they're literally egg whites, dates, nuts, and flavor. They're so good. I've been eating so many, actually. I'm kind of not sure.
Maybe that's why you're staying fit.
Maybe. I'm like, I'm not sure what the limit is on how many you should eat, but I came home from Vegas. There was a box of them at my front door, and I was like, there was no other food in my house, so I ate like half the box. So anyway, guys, make sure you go to rxbar.com/datefails and enter that discount code datefails.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't add now. I feel really good about that. Now we're going to go back to talking about date fails. Well, so I don't know if we actually figured out what is casual and what is not in this situation.
We haven't figured out what casual is.
We're moving
on. And it could
on.
Be different for women and than for men.
It could be, yeah.
Maybe
I
don't know. Take casual.
Here's something else I want to talk about. I was just in Vegas and I forgot about... I can't believe I've never told this story on here. Do you ever have a moment where you remember a story of something you did that you're like, why have I never talked about this on stage or anywhere that you
did
forgot
Facebook
that it happened?
Remind you 8 years ago?
No, my God. All right.
Some things you have to push out of your memory.
I think that's what happened. I deleted this from my brain. This is the worst date fail I ever had, and I can't believe I forgot it. So I long story short, I was in Vegas one time, and I was with friends who were athletes and whatever, and there was a guy at our table here at a club, and this guy is like retarded hot, very famous, the hottest. It would be like if you fucked Halle Berry or Brad Pitt.
Oof.
Like this level of like hotness.
Why'd you look at me with Brad Pitt on her?
Did I do that backwards?
No.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
He's kidding. So, all right. So, I'm out with these guys, and this guy's hitting on me. And I'm like, I can't believe this guy's hitting on me. Like, I'm like, he's so hot. I'm like, this can't, I must be really buzzed or something. This can't be really happening. And he's flirting and flirting. And so in my head, I was like, I don't ever have like one night stands and I don't ever hook up with guys because they're like famous. And I like, I'm not about that. But in this one circumstance, I was like, you can't not, this would be, if Halle Berry was like, listen, we doing this and you don't do it, you're a moron.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, yeah. You need that life story.
Right? So I decided I'm going to do this. So, but I was like a little nervous. So I had a extra tequila shot or two. And then I left with him and we went up to his hotel room.
Was it nice?
Yeah. He had a suite, like a huge suite. Go up to his room. We hook up. The sex is so good. The sex is like super hot. He's great in bed. I was actually surprised because I assume every famous person will be bad in bed, and they usually are. And they usually are. Honestly, they're lazy motherfuckers. Like, all the guys I fucked who are famous, which is not a lot, but the few are not good in bed. Mm. So this guy's great. And he didn't even, I don't think he took anything, and he fucked me like three times. Like, he came like three times.
Oh, wow. How long? Did it last? I'm just being nosy.
The first time was quicker. Oh, it was so hot, though. It was on a balcony. Ooh. I walk out on a balcony. I'm overlooking, like, another building that was shorter. There's, like, a rooftop pool. And then he comes up behind me. He's like, what if I just fucked you on this balcony? And I'm like, okay.
And you're like, well, that's what I'm here for.
You're like, it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was the best. I never had sex on a balcony before. So
I get it.
So we did it there. That was didn't last too long, you know, 5 minutes or something. And then
record time.
And then, I know. And then, but then after that, the second time was like, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Okay. Did he take out one of those power bars?
He ate an RX bar halfway through. No, they weren't around yet, I don't think. So then he does it again. And then, you know, and then he gets another condom and then he's like round three. And I'm like, holy shit. Oh, like, yeah. I was impressed, right?
Wow.
But also I was starting to feel a little off. I wasn't feeling so good. Sex was good. But I was starting to be like, I don't think something's not right. And then we do it again. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, I'm going to grab a quick shower. And then we go in for round four. And I'm like, holy shit. So he goes and gets in the shower. He's in the shower. And I'm like, oh, my God. I start to feel sick, room spinning sick.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I run in the bathroom. I'm like, I think I'm going to be sick. And he's like, what? He's like, get to the toilet. I start puking in the sink. In the sink, because I couldn't make it to the toilet. No. I start throwing up in the sink, and then he starts yelling at me, don't puke in the sink. Puke in the toilet. Puke in the toilet. And I'm like, I'm trying. But I'm like, really,
God.
like, what do you call it?
It's not like you can, like, stop it. Yeah. And then you're like, hold on. Like, I'm rushing to the toilet.
But then he starts getting mad. He's like, you gotta puke in my toilet. I'm like, okay. So I go to run to the toilet. Halfway to the toilet, I can't keep it in. And I puke all over the bathroom. Just everywhere. Just puke, city, like a pool of puke.
Oh, wow.
And I had eaten like a salad, so it was like gross. So I puke everywhere, and then I get to the toilet, I keep puking, and then he's like, what the fuck? He's like, you puked all over. I puked on his shoes. Everything.
Oh, no.
Were they Jordans?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
But that's partially his fault. He should have just let you puke in the sink. You could have just rinsed it out, got a little soap, and it would have been done.
It would have been fine. Like,
it could
have hotel.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Fuck.
Yeah, you're doing housekeeping.
Yeah. He's like, it's going to smell and all this shit. So then I finished puking in the toilet. And then by then he's out of the shower and he's like disgusted. I mean, can you imagine if you fucked Halle Berry and then you puked?
What if you were like, round four?
In my mind, I was like, I blew it. I'm never going to be able to fuck this guy again. I was so upset. But then it gets worse. Then he's like, get in my shower. You're covered. I had puke on my legs. Like, I was so gross.
No.
I get in the shower. He turns it on. It's like ice cold water. I'm like, I'm so cold. He's like, it's going to sober you up. I'm like, I don't think it is. I'm like, I think I'm going to pass out. He's like, just get down on the floor. So I laid down on the shower floor, naked, cold water, just splashing on me. Like, I can't imagine what I must have looked like.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
How did you forget this story?
It's literally one of those things I tried to like forget and just factory reset in my brain.
I think I blocked it out because it was so embarrassing. And then I was.
And you're like a baby, like in the
fetal position.
And then when I was in Vegas this last time, I was hanging out with another friend who's a really hot, famous guy, and I was thinking about banging him, and it reminded me of what happened the last time.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm so on puke wait, all over him.
How did it end though? You're in the shower.
I know.
So bad. This is so
hello,
bad.
Taxi?
Yeah. So I'm in the shower. So I basically fall asleep. He throws a towel on me, but the towel was small because he had used all the big towels to clean up the puke. Oh, so he threw like a hand. So I'm like, have a hand towel covering me as a blanket, naked on this guy's bathroom floor or shower floor, water running still.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, yo, I got to get up early. I'm going to try and sleep a little bit, but just. Call me if you need anything. Here's a bucket. He puts a bucket next to the
shower. Wait. And just lets you sit in the shower?
I couldn't get up. I was like, have you ever been so drunk that you're like, if I stand up, I'm going to keep puking? So I'm like, all right. So I fall asleep, kind of, but I'm still like kind of dry heaving and like making noises, like moaning. So then I start hearing pounding on the door and he's like, fuck. He's like, security's at the door. I'm like, what? He's like, you were kind of like moaning in your sleep. I think someone called security. I go, just open the door and tell him I'm okay. He's like, are you fucking crazy? He's like, I got a white girl passed out in my naked in my shower. I ain't opening the door. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know what to do. He's like, you got to get out of here. I'm like, I don't know what to do. He's like, you got to get out of here. We got to call you a cab. So I'm like, all right. So I get up. At this point, I like stop puking and then... He called me a cab, and then
oh my God.
I got in the cab and I left, and then I never talked to him again.
It's like a movie, dude. It's like 50 Shades of Vomit.
I forgot all about it till I was horrifying. In Vegas this last time, and I was thinking of hooking up with that guy, and I was like, if I hook up with that guy, it's gonna be. I can't believe I never told this story on you.
Oh Jesus. My God, that is mortifying. I'm like mortified for you.
Have
like
you ever thrown up on anybody you had sex with?
I'm very good
a girl
about throw up.
Giving me head one time.
Shut
that's
up.
Disgusting.
Like full on, like.
And I was like, what happened?
Are you serious?
But then she brushed her teeth and then came back.
She was in it to win it.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it is. I mean, well, throwing up on you is embarrassing, but I mean, like, she's giving you head.
Yeah.
That is gross, though.
I definitely wouldn't go back. I would have been just like, I'm sorry. Like
you wouldn't go back?
Hell no.
Like I would if I hadn't got off yet. I'd be like, mouthwash, baby. Fuck me from the back. Let's go. I am so bad. Do you think after this episode that I'm never going to get laid again?
No, you are because you're hot. And so someone will lay you. They're just not going to let you. They're just going to check in with you throughout the evening. Like,
yeah,
they're going to
feed you. Like, feed you. Water?
Exactly.
Do you think this is Aaron? Aaron, do you think this is the reason guys don't think I'm relationship material?
Could be.
All right, Sherelle, what's the grossest thing you've ever done then? What's the worst thing?
I had a similar experience except with marijuana.
What? What happened?
I was dating, this was years ago. I was dating someone and so at the time, that day I hadn't really eaten anything. So we smoked and I had a little drink at the same time, and I got really high. And at that time, I used to smoke weed. I don't smoke anymore, but at that time, I used to consistently smoke weed. And so I got really high to the point where I was like, I don't think this is like the normal high. Like, I don't know if it was because I didn't eat or there was something in it, but I was like pins and needles in my hands and like time was moving slow. Like, I was having like an outer body experience. So I got scared because I didn't know if I was drugged. So I lock myself in a bathroom and call the cops.
Where is this? At the guy's house?
At the guy's house.
How well did you know this guy?
Like this was like our second time hanging out.
Oh, you weren't really dating yet. You were just smashing
with
food and pot, smashing with weed.
Yeah, I think it was either our second or third time hanging out. So we had gone to dinner and like everything was cool, and I was just like, oh yeah, I'll like smoke a little. I was like, oh, it should be okay. And I locked myself in the bathroom and I called the cops because I didn't know if I was drugged and I didn't want to like lay down because I was like, I don't know. Like I was like, if I lay down, he may try something. And there was other people over there and I didn't know the other people. So I was just like, I got really paranoid. And then I end up like having a full blown panic attack.
Called the police.
What happened?
Well, eventually, so the police came. And like they came with an ambulance, and so first the guy was trying to get me out of the bathroom. He was like just come out. And
of course.
I was afraid. Then this girl I hear, she goes, like tell her to cut him out. I'm gonna cut that bitch. And then I was like, oh, I'm definitely not leaving the bathroom now. So I'm like terrified because I'm already like paranoid. So
this guy must have thought you were a psychopath, by the way. If all you did was smoke a little weed, and you're like, I'm calling the police.
And so, like, I'm terrified to leave the bathroom. So finally the police come, and then I don't believe it's them. So then I make them slide their badge underneath the crack in the door, and then it was actually them. And
you made the cops do that? And they're okay.
Was this a white guy or a black guy?
It was a black guy.
That would be so funny if it was a white guy and it was like the reverse of what happened here. It's like, I can't call the police. A black woman, hi, freaking out in my bathroom. They're like, no, you'll be fine. You look like a scientist.
Okay. They're going to probably take your word over mine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and so eventually the cops came and like put me on a stretcher and like I like.
Were you drugged?
Yeah, what were you on?
They couldn't find one to the hospital.
Sounded like PCP.
Like couldn't find anything in my system. So
they smoked it?
Yeah.
It might have been PCP.
You think?
Yeah.
Did they run a drug test on you or anything?
They did do a drug test at the hospital, but like they said that they weren't able to find anything.
Shitty weed.
Damn.
Or you're just like a really, do you have some demons inside you that came out?
No, like that was the thing.
Dad, can I kill me?
No, because I had, at that time, I like had smoked before. And so it was like, I never, like, even when I'd gotten really high once before, I just got sick. Like,
did you have, did you eat an edible? Was it anything?
No, I had just smoked and then he had made me. I had alcohol with
it. Maybe
that's it. Yeah.
So, and it was just, but it was like something.
Don't smoke or drink with her ever.
That was literally my anti-drug. Like, I went cold turkey. I was like, I'm never smoking.
Let me ask you a question. If the guy had called the hangout a date specifically, would it have bothered you as bad when you got high?
I mean, I still thought I was being drugged. So I don't know. If even I was on a date, like, then it's just like, what? Like,
I'm kidding. I can't believe that happened.
But I actually end up seeing him. He did, like, we end up talking after.
He saw you afterwards?
I would never see you again.
I would never. I'd block you with my baby mama.
I was surprised at that part because he did. So we still saw each other after that.
Did you guys smash?
Yes, we did end up.
Wow.
And did you eat afterwards?
Did you date or smash with food? Well, I'm like fascinated by this whole dating and smashing with food conversation. I got to figure this out. I'd like to know your guys at home, what you think about casual dating versus whatever the fuck.
What do you think casual dating is?
Yeah. When does it become?
Does it exist or is this something Kate made up?
No, it exists.
Casual dating.
Okay, I'll
but your
you,
definition isn't a casual
my
dating. Your definition,
definition
is smashing and eating.
My definition of casual dating.
Can you
dating,
Google what casual dating is?
Sure.
Can't Google. My definition of casual dating.
Is smashing and eating.
Not just eating. I could casually date two or three guys. And what that would mean to me is like, it doesn't have to be just smashing and eating. I could go out of town for a weekend with a guy. We could take a trip.
Yeah.
But
with
if we're not exclusive, as long as there's no label where this is an exclusive relationship, I could go on a trip with you one weekend and on a trip with
read
him
the
another
definition.
Weekend.
Okay, so this is according to Wikipedia.
Oh, well, that's
messes around with
okay.
that.
Sorry.
This is official definition of casual dating.
Well, what's casual dating?
Okay, casual dating or a casual relationship is a physical and emotional relationship between two people who may have casual sex or near sexual relationship without necessarily demanding or expecting the extra commitments of a more formal romantic relationship.
Motives
for casual relationships vary.
Does it say multiple relationships?
It doesn't say anything about
that's
multiple
your definition. It's like, yo, we're gonna smash and smash
But it says we don't expect anything of the other person, meaning they're allowed to. The whole look. The only reason to be
why
casual.
Why call it dating? It's just smashing.
Because it's it to me.
Are you introducing? Okay, when you're dating someone, let's say you're dating this guy named Bob, and you meet me at a show, and you're like, "Oh, this is Bob. We're casually dating."
I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
I would just say, "This is Bob,
my friend."
I wouldn't say friend or anything.
Yeah,
I'd just go, this is Bob.
And he'd be like, yeah, I'm hitting that.
But me, I will when you go say to the this. Bathroom. I will say this. When I talk about guys that I casually date, okay, if I'm talking to a girl, I'll say this guy I've been kind of seeing. But if I'm talking to another guy that I'm interested in, I'll say my friend. So I might call like four guys that I'm dating my friend. To other guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say, like, if I'm kind of interested in going out with you and I was with another guy on a date the other night, I might be like, oh, the other night I was with my friend at this restaurant. And I wouldn't say this guy I'm dating.
Yeah.
So I guess, I don't know. But but you can, whatever. This is.
So our definitions are similar in that definition.
Yeah, it's just smashing and food is casual dating. Yeah.
So what happens if you aren't smashing, but it's casual?
Then you're just a friend.
Oh.
No.
Or getting a free meal if you're a woman.
See, and now, that's
maybe I'm just like casually hanging out with people. Like,
I'm
not actually dating.
I'm with Sherelle on this, and I do think there's a difference between guys and girls. Because to me, I can be dating you and we're not having sex yet if I know it's leading towards that in my mind and every time it's getting
but
a little closer.
But the guy would be so mad though after hearing your podcast. Like, she smashes everybody, but how come she doesn't smash me?
I don't smash everybody.
Not everybody, but I'm saying like if we started
you
like,
know
dating,
me a long time. How often do I have casual sex for real with just like randoms that I've told you about?
I don't remember. Not many.
Not many.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess like I thought I was casually dating people, but like, I mean, I wasn't actually having sex with them. I was just maybe I was just hanging out.
What kind of dates? What kind of guys do you like?
I tend to like business types. I tend to like I mentioned, like slightly like later 30s, mid 40s. I tend to like very much business type men.
What kind of business? Like legal?
No, yeah, like Jackson, yeah, he's not in construction.
The
okay,
construction drug dealer.
I know a guy.
No, like men that business. Like own businesses or lawyers or whatever. The people that have like careers.
Someone ambitious.
Oh, you're looking for a dude, like.
Yeah, I mean,
I want a ring.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah, eventually.
She looks like she wants to get married like tomorrow.
But not, no, actually, I don't want to get married like tomorrow. That's one thing about me. I've never actually like wanted to get married young. I've always wanted to get married later in life and have kids later in life. So that's actually not a driving force. But like casual dating, I do know instantaneously from meeting someone whether or not I would ever have sex with them. And so usually.
Me and Jack are like, what?
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, we got to get that. Like, we both did. We went.
No, you guys definitely had the same.
We both did like.
I know that was
deer in the headlights. Like,
do you not?
I tweeted a joke one time where I said, "I know within 10 minutes of fucking someone whether or not I'd want to date them." That's more accurate. Not the other way around.
I just know. I'm like, if I can't visualize it, it won't happen.
Wow.
That's funny.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I know. Sometimes I meet someone I know right away I want to fuck them, but sometimes I meet someone and then I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to, but then after a couple times hanging out,
that's
the
category
builds.
I fall into.
Nuh-uh, yeah. Jack.
I'm like, give me like a date.
He's like, let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
What's weird? You know what's weird? This guy I've been hanging with recently, whatever the fuck you want to call it, when I first met him, we had like this instant chemistry, which he's not the type I typically am into, but we had this instant chemistry where right away I was like, I think we'd have really good sex. I could just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And typically when I feel that, the guy is like complete garbage and it's really toxic and everything about the whole whatever it is, it ends up being terrible. Mm. But this guy's actually, I can tell he's actually a nice guy. And internally, I'm struggling, like, why am I so attracted to him? He's not a piece of shit. That's not me. Usually, chemically, my body only wants you if you're, like, really bad for me.
Yeah.
So this might mean I'm growing. I'm growing.
That's
you're
good.
You're maturing.
That
I think
is
I'm
beautiful.
Maturing.
Yeah.
That or I'm just in my 30s and I just really horny. I don't know which what it is, but, I think I feel like we've
we talked about
a lot.
We
talked about a lot.
Did we already start recording?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Better than last week. Last week's episode, Aaron, I don't know if you heard this. I recorded 20 minutes of the podcast and then realized I never hit record. So we lost like 20 minutes of the podcast. So that's why Aaron needs to be here to produce this show.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we're going to get off here, but I want you guys to give shout outs to whatever you got going on. Sherelle, you go first.
Okay. Sherelle Patrice, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's Sherelle Patrice at Sherelle Patrice. If you're on Instagram, definitely follow me there. I do a lot of comedy skits on there, so I will guarantee to make you laugh.
Woo! Check.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Texas, Phoenix, New York, New Jersey, and all the dates are on my website, jackjrcomic.com, or go to my Instagram, jackjrcomic. I'll be with Kate in Phoenix, Arizona. Nice. Come check us out over there. I know I got a lot of fans at Phoenix that listen to your podcast, so
come check us out,
all right?
Yay, and I will be next weekend in Edmonton with Brian Redband at the Comic Strip. The following weekend, I'll be at House of Comedy Minneapolis. Make sure you guys come out. You can get tickets on the website. Redband will be with me in Minneapolis as well. And I did want to say, for the people supporting on Patreon, I'm about to redo the Patreon, so it's going to be different. It's just going to be one price, and I'm going to put bonus episodes of the podcast up there. So if you love the podcast, make sure you hop on Patreon and support. It's patreon.com/KateQFunny. I love you guys so much. Thanks for following. Make sure you subscribe to all the All Things Comedy podcasts, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Yeah.